Editor's Introduction. 5 years ago, we in the National Federation of the Blind set ourselves the task of building a research and training institute on blindness. It was to be a place where our hopes and dreams for the future could be shaped and molded and brought to concrete reality through the work such an institute could accomplish. This year we opened the institute. The governor of the state of Maryland, the senior United States senator from the state of Maryland, and the mayor of the city of Baltimore were all in attendance at the grand opening, where we named our new building and the programs it will create, the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, in honor of the longtime leader and builder of our movement, the late Dr. Jernigan. The institute is indeed a monument to the imaginative spirit and dynamic leadership of Dr. Jernigan, but it is far more than that. It is the visible embodiment of the creative energy that lives within the heart of the organization itself. Through this energy, and with the Jernigan Institute to focus and direct it, we will imagine the future we want for ourselves into being. Imagine the future where a handheld pocket reading machine will enable a blind person to read, with ease, print of any kind on any object which is encountered. Imagine that future where non-visual tactile and audio techniques for accessing data permit talented blind children to excel in science education. Imagine that future where blind seniors continue on with their active lifestyles because of innovative new training methods. A picture appears at this point in the book. The caption reads, Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind. Imagine that future where the ordinary classroom teacher can teach Braille effectively to any blind student. And most of all, imagine that future where those of us who are blind are living and working side by side with our sighted neighbors and friends, and neither we nor they give hardly a second thought to our blindness because all of the misunderstandings and misconceptions as well as the information access barriers have been overcome. This is where all of you who have come to be a real part of our movement through the pages of these kernel books are essential. Our energy alone cannot jump the gap between where we are now and where we must go in order for that future to become a reality. Your creative energy must be joined to that of the individuals you will meet in the pages of this 27th kernel book. The blind man who loves to tour antique auto shows. The blind woman with her mirror, mirror on the wall. The blind student turned away from a haunted house at an amusement park. And yes, even the blind teenage Easter bunny. We look forward to what lies ahead with anticipation and excitement. What is good for us will be good also for those in the broader society. Together with the promise of the Jernigan Institute and the energies of our sighted brothers and sisters, joined to our own, we will imagine into existence a future that is bright, with hope, and filled with joy. Mark Maurer, Baltimore, Maryland, 2004.